Good morning, brothers and sisters. Is it okay now?
弟兄姐妹早安。
Okay. I would rather be able to actually be with you and sit around you.
弟兄姐妹，我真是很盼望我能够亲自在那边与你们一起敬拜。
But thank the Lord. The important thing is that today we can come to read God's words and see what is his intent, his expectation for his own church.
感谢主，今天我们要来一起读主的话，看他对教会的期望跟教会的期许是什么。
Yeah. So last time, we mentioned.We try to get into the Philadelphia church as recorded in Revelation.
上个主日我们略略谈到在圣经当中所记载的腓拉铁腓教会。
And we know that when Lord Jesus came, if we go to the beginning of Gospel of John, we know that he came to bring a heavenly light, heavenly life,and also heavenly love to earth.
那我们如果回到约翰福音看起初呢，主来到地上是给我们带来了天上的光，天上的生命跟天上的爱。
So it's truly wonderful. However, we see darkness around us, the fear around us, and problem around us. And when we come back to Lord Jesus, we always get that.The wonderful life from heaven, the light from heaven, and also the love from heaven.
我们如果看周围呢，总是黑暗，总是惧怕。但是我们如果回到主的面前呢，我们总是能得着那从天上来的光，天上来的生命，跟天上来的爱。
But our Lord Jesus, when he came, he had in mind to start with people that would follow him.
那主来的时候，很明显的，他是要得着一批跟随他的人。
And then over 2,000 years, there were so many people who really follow him.
那么在过去的两千年，的确是有很多人跟随我们的主。
And that was his church.
那个就是他的教会。
It could be here, it could be there, it could be anywhere on earth, but that was his church, that is his church.
那或在这里或在那里，不管是从前或是现在，那就是他，跟随他的就是他的教会。
And he loves his church.
他爱他的教会。
And when we go back to the Bible, we see a wonderful example called the Philadelphia church.
那我们回到圣经，我们就看到一个很美好的例子，就是腓拉铁腓的教会。
And it was physically in the present day Turkey, the Asia Minor at that time.
那么腓拉铁腓教会在历史上是真实的存在啊，在过去是在小亚细亚，也就是在今天的土耳其境内。
And it's not a very large church.
不是一个很大的教会。
It's not what you call a mega church today. No, it's not like that.
不是我们今天所常见的所谓的巨型的教会，不是像那样子的。
The reason is the Bible says that you have a little power.
因为圣经告诉我们说，腓拉铁腓教会是略微有一点力量。
Yeah, so it's a small church. It's not a large church.
所以我们可以知道它是一个小的教会，不是一个大的教会。
But they have really warmed the heart of Lord Jesus.
不过这个教会实在是得着主的心，使他暖心。
Yeah, so over decades, and the Lord was watching, and all the churches on earth.And this particular church delighted him. You know, he finds satisfaction in them.
那救主观察教会在地上几十年的时间呢，找到这个教会是真的使他喜悦的，真的得着他的新的教会。
And the important thing, brothers and sisters, when you look into what the Lord observed in Philadelphia,
那我们如果仔细来看，到底腓拉铁非教会怎么得着主的新的？
yet what did the Lord see in them?
主在他们当中，看到了什么？
And then you'll find, brothers and sisters, it's not too far from what you and I should be and can be.
那么，我们如果仔细的看，就知道，其实我们离这样的光景并不远，而且我们也应该有这样的光景。
So that ought to be an encouragement to all of us.
那从这个角度来看呢，这对我们来说是应该是一个鼓励。
As we all know that we often fail.
我们知道我们常常的失败。
And even when we are as his people, as his church, we often fail.
即便我们是他的子民，我们是他的教会，我们常常也会失败。
But thank the Lord, we look at him and we do not look at ourselves.
但是感谢主，我们看的是主，不是看我们自己。
And also, what we rely on is he himself. We do not rely on any tradition or any formality.
感谢主，我们靠的是他，而不是靠的任何的传统或是任何的形式。
And then we can always come back to him. You know, even we are weak, even we have failed, we can always come back to him.
不管我们是怎么的软弱，或是如何的跌倒，我们总是可以回到他面前。
So today I would like to go into looking at the Revelation chapter 3, those verses, to see what makes the Lord's heart satisfied with them.
所以今天我们要来看看启示录第三章的经文，来看看这个教会是如何得着主的心的。
Yeah, let's read once again at Revelation chapter 3.
让我们再打开启示录第三章，
And the verses from 7 to 13.
从第七节到第十三节，
And we can read it together.
我们可以一起来读。
You can read in English or you can read in Chinese and we can read it together.
好，让我们一
And
起用中文、英文读。
Yeah, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia,
被拿铁
write.
非教会的使者说，
These things
那
says he. Yeah. 你读。Go ahead. Go ahead.
那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙开了，就没有人能关；关了，就没有人能开的说，我知道你的行为，你越有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪、啊！我在你面前给你开一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在它上面。圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
So, brothers and sisters, I would like to just very quickly mention go over several verses 7 and 11 and 12 and 13 first.
我们要看七节、九节、11节跟13节。我们先来看这几节。
Yeah. And then we're going to home in on verses 8, 9, and 10.
然后我们就要再读八九十节。
Because the verses 8, 9, 10 are the specifics of what Lord Jesus observed in them.
因为八九十节呢，就是神在腓拉铁菲教会中所看见的。
Yeah, the characteristics of them.
是腓拉铁菲教会的特点。
Right. And so we'll go through the 7 and 11, 12, and 13 first.
好，我们先来看第七节、第十一节、第十二节、十三节。
Yeah, verse 7, the Lord Jesus basically introduced himself.
第七节呢，主是介绍他自己。
And here the Lord emphasized that he is true.
这里他讲到主自己说他是真实的。
And he's holy.
他是圣洁的。
And then the Lord, and also he has the key of David. The key of David, basically, what he says is he is actually the head and the authority of his own church.
那他手上拿着大卫的钥匙，那大卫的钥匙呢，就表明了主他是教会的头，他有着教会的权柄。
Right. And if he opens and nobody can shut, now if he shuts, nobody can open.
如果他开了就没有能关，关了就没有人能开。
And then, but he said, before this, he said, I am holy, I am true.
在这之前他就说他是圣洁真实。
Now, holy means that he is actually separated from anything of the world.
圣洁代表他是与这世上一切其他的是分别出来的。
Right.And the thing is, when he talk about that, he is expecting us to be the same.
但他讲到他自己跟世上其他是分别出来的，他也期许我们也是如此，与世界分别出来。
Right. And also he said he is true. That means our Lord Jesus, he never tells a lie.
当他说到他自己是真实的，就表明他从来不说谎。
And he's always true. Whatever he said, whatever he does, they represent the truth.
不管他说什么，他做什么，都代表真理，真实。
And he expects us, his own church, not to lie.
他也期许我，属他的教会呢，同样不说谎。
So he is looking at the Philadelphia brothers and sisters through that angle.
所以他是从这个圣洁真实的角度来看腓拉铁菲教会的弟兄姐妹。
Yeah. And then 8, 9, 10 are the things he observed in them.
八九十呢就讲到主看腓拉铁菲教会他看见到了什么。
Amen. And then verse 11, he says, Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown.
第一节告诉我们说，我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去了你的冠冕。
So on one hand, he says he's coming.
那他一面是说到他必来，快来。
But the very interesting thing he said is that keep what you have so that no one takes your crown. That means that they actually had a crown at that time.
他若是说到免得人夺去你的冠冕。那就表示腓拉铁菲教会已经有了冠冕在那个时候。
So brothers and sisters, the Philadelphia brothers and sisters, they had lived a life for decades, and that shows, and that has gained approval of God.
那这就告诉我们说，腓拉铁菲教会跟随着主这么多年，他实在是得着主的称许。
Amen. And then verse 12 says, he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. And then also he said, I'm going to write my name of my God and the name of the city of my God. And also I'll write my new name on him, on this overcomer.
那么 十二节就告诉我们，得胜的人呢，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，并我的新名，都写在他的上面。
Yeah, so verse 11, the Lord actually said, I have observed you, you're all good, so you had a crown already.
11节他告诉我们说，我已经观察你们这些年，你已经有了冠冕。
And then verse 12, he's saying, anyone who wants to overcome.
那12节告诉我们说，任何一位得胜的。
Who go on and overcome. Now he, I will make him to be a pillar in my house.
那么持守在得胜里的呢，我要叫他做我神殿中的柱子。
So, brothers and sisters, what a pillar means is something standing there everybody can see.
柱子呢，就是告诉我们，它是立在那里，每一个人都看得见的。
So, in essence, if the Philadelphia brothers and sisters keep on being good, being overcomers, then they are all pillars in God's house.
也就是说，非常铁非教会弟兄姐妹，他们继续如此，继续的得胜呢，就要做神殿中的柱子。
Now, everyone could represent the goodness, the character of Lord Jesus.
因为每一位弟兄姐妹都能够把基督的性情，把基督的好给表现出来。
So that's what pillar means.
那这个是柱子的意义。
And then the Lord says, I'm going to write the name of my God on him.
然后主又说，我要把神的名写在他上面。
So that means if you go out, people see you and they see the goodness of God.
就表明你若出去，人看见你，你就代表神的美善。
Yeah, and then the Lord says, I'm going to write the city of my God on you.
然后他又说到，我要把我神城的名写在你的上面。
So that means if you go out, when people in the world see you, they see how good the church is.
那也就表明，如果你出到外面，人看见你，人就看见神的城是何等的美好。
Amen. So the city of God, in the city of God actually means the church today.
那神的城也就是今天教会所代表。
So if we good, we follow the Lord and overcome, keep overcoming, then we together really represent His church.
如果我们是如此的好，如此的继续得胜，我们就代表他的教会。
Now the Lord Jesus is not ashamed to write the city of God, the New Jerusalem, on us.
所以耶稣把他神城的名写在我们上面，他也并不羞愧。
Amen. And also he says, I'm going to write my name, my new name on you.
然后他又说，我要把我的新名写在你的上面。
So that means that he looks at us, and when people in the world look at us, somehow they see Christ Jesus on us.
那这就表明人看见我们呢，就看见耶稣基督在我们里面。
Yeah, somehow we can represent him, the Lord Jesus, think that way.
我们如此行，就表示我们可以完全的代表主。
Yeah, so this is how satisfied the Lord Jesus is with the Philadelphia brothers and sisters.
那从这样来看呢，我们就看见主是对腓拉铁菲教会如何的心满意足。
Yeah, so he essentially is saying that the Philadelphia brothers and sisters can be a worthy testimony of God.
也就是说呢，在腓拉铁菲教会的弟兄姐妹呢，能够配得来代表神。
And a worthy testimony of his church.
然后他也配得上来代表他的教会。
Yeah, and the city, the New Jerusalem.
这个神的城就是新耶路撒冷，也就是神的教会。
And they are worthy to be a testimony of Christ Jesus himself.
那么这些弟兄姐妹呢，也配得为主耶稣做见证，来代表主耶稣基督。
Yeah, so dear brothers and sisters, this is why this, this Philadelphia brothers and sisters really warmed the heart of Lord Jesus.
那么这就是帖腓拉帖腓教会的弟兄姐妹怎么叫我们的主暖心。
Then, brothers and sisters, you see, I think this is how the Lord Jesus expects, you know, hope, has a hope for you and for me.
同样的，这也就是主对我们的期望跟他的盼望。
Yeah, do you remember what Apostle Paul says to the Colossians, brothers and sisters? He says, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
你记得保罗在加拉太书说到，基督在你们里面成了荣耀的盼望。
Yeah, I should say that's Colossians, 哥罗西。
哥罗西，对不起。
Right. So this, the Lord Jesus expects glory, shining from you and from me.
那么主期望荣耀跟光从我们当中出来。
Yeah, His own glory will come out, shine out from you and from me.
就他自己的荣耀跟荣光从我们身上发表出去。
So let's see what he has observed. In them, the verses 8 and 9 and 10.
所以我们来看看八节、九节、十节，到底我们的主看见了什么？
Yeah, the verse 8, the, as we said, verse 8, he is saying that you have a little power.
第八节说，我知道你略有点力量。
So that means that they are actually a small church, it's not a big church.
也就是说他们是小的教会，不是一个大型的教会。
Yeah, and then, and they are not powerful outside. The society don't look at them and say, "Wow, this is a powerful people." No, the people outside don't look at them that way.
而且从外面，在世界上的人来看，他们并不是一个蛮有能力的一群人。
But the Lord says. The Lord says, you have kept my word and have not denied my name.
然后主说你也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
Dear brothers and sisters, this keep my word and not deny my name. He said it once with Pergamos church.
那讲到这个遵守我的道没有弃绝我的名，他也对别加摩教会这么说过。
But there's a difference, brothers and sisters.
但是这两处有点差别。
The difference is at Pergamos, although they keep his word and they keep his name, but they have the throne of Satan in there.
因为讲到别加摩教会的时候，他虽然说别加摩教会坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道，但在他们中间却有撒旦的座位。
Yeah, not so that means that Satan actually has a position there.
那就是说，撒旦在他们当中有地位。
And not only that, they also have these the Balaam, the balanced influence there.
不但如此，在别加摩教会当中还有巴兰教训的影响。
Yeah, so brothers and sisters there, although they kept his word and also kept his name, but there's something else there.
所以讲到别加摩教会，虽然他能坚守主的名，没有弃绝主的道，但是除了之外还有其他的东西。
So it's a mixed place.
所以是一个混杂的形态。
And also, it seems that they have kept his word and kept his name. It seems to be, it's actually a form. It's an outside thing.
所以这样看起来，这个坚守主的名，持守主的道呢，可能就是在外面是如此。
Yeah. And in their heart, They accepted this, they also accepted that, accepted the teaching of Balaam, accept the seed of Satan.
然而在他们的心里呢,他们也又接受了巴兰的教训,又接受了撒旦的作为。
But here in Philadelphia, it's different.
然而在菲拉铁菲教会确实不一样。
In Philadelphia church, they have kept the word of the Lord. They have kept the name of the Lord and to the extent that it pleases the heart of the Lord.
那菲拉铁菲的教会遵守主的道,持守主的名,到一个地步呢,叫得着主的喜悦。
Remember, Lord Jesus emphasized that I'm holy, I'm the truth.
记得主说到他自己,说他是圣洁真实。
When he said he's truth, it means this is how he looks at us. He looks into our heart, who we really are, what we really are thinking. He is not interested in the outside formality.
那说到他是真实的,他是看人的心。 我们在想什么,我们存的念头,他不是注重外面的形式。
So when he saw the Philadelphia brothers and sisters and see them kept his word, kept his name, and then when he is satisfied, he's happy, it means it's so real in them.
那所以主看到腓拉铁菲教会遵守他的道,持守他的名到一个地步,他是真实的。
And then, brothers and sisters, the Bible also tells us there's a verse in, I think it's in John chapter 14 or 15. We don't have to go in there. It's very familiar to all of us. It says that whoever loves me keeps my command.
那在约翰福音14章那里就讲到, 爱我的必遵守我的道。
And then another place, it says that whoever kept my word is whoever loves me.
那在另外一处经文又说，遵守我道的呢，就是爱我的人。So,
brothers and sisters, to the Lord Jesus, if you keep His word, you have to keep His word from your heart. You really love Him, and then keep His word.
对主来说呢,你持守他的道必须要从心里持守是出于爱他。And
actually the Lord is also telling us the only way to keep his word is to love him.
那主其实也告诉我们,能够真正持守他的道是因为爱他。Yeah,
and also to keep his name. To keep his name means this. To keep his name is not only to say that yes, I'm a Christian. But also to say, Lord Jesus is precious to me.
那我们说到遵守他的道，不仅仅是对不起，同弟兄，请你再讲一次。
Oh, I should say this. So on one hand is His word, on the other hand is His name.
一面是他的道，一面是他的名。
And when we talk about His name, it's not the Lord Jesus is not. Is expecting us to say when we even think about Lord Jesus, there's a joy in our heart, and also there is love in our heart.
那这就是说，我们当我们提到他的名的时候，我们会心里觉得喜乐，我们会心里感到爱，是爱他的。Right,
the Lord Jesus expects that kind of keeping His name.
那这个是持守他名的实际。Yeah.
You know, if we don't love him, if we don't think he's precious, and when people ask us, well, are you a Christian? Say, yes, yes, I'm a Christian. This is not to the Lord, it's not really warming his heart.
如果我们说爱他,我们宝贝他,只是在嘴上说说,不是从心里出来, 那对主来说,这个不是真实的爱他。
Yeah, right, our brother is right. I mean, it has to be from our heart.
这必须要从我们的心里面发出来的才算。So
the Lord Jesus observed that the Philadelphia brothers and sisters, from their heart, they love him, and because of that, they keep his word, and they keep his name.
那么, 主看贝拉姐妹的教会，他们爱主是真的从心里出来的，因着这个爱，他们就持守他的道，也持守主的名。
Yeah, so brothers and sisters, this is really an encouragement to us, and also tell us the key is about his word, about his name, it has to be from our heart, from our love.
弟兄姊妹，这对我们来说实在是一个鼓舞，因为我们爱他从我们的心里面持守他的名，持守他的道。
Yeah. Now the other thing is on verse 8 is this thing called open door.
那第八节还提到一件事情，就是一个敞开的门。
Now, brothers and sisters, in the past, a long time ago, when I read this, and somehow I heard brothers and sisters talking about this, this open door seems to be a gospel thing, meaning you open the door so that a lot of the believers come in.
那弟兄姊妹，很久以前我读到这个敞开的门，也听到别人谈论过，似乎指的是福音的门大开，然后有很多人来信主。
Brothers and sisters, but remember these Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the Lord's burden is his church.
但是弟兄姊妹，请记得，说到启示录第二章、第三章，主的负担是关乎他的教会。
Yeah, these seven churches.
就提到的这七个教会。
And his observation and his hope for these seven churches.
那提到的七个教会呢，是关乎到主所看见的，还有关乎到他主的心在教会的期望。
So this open door is not only about gospel.
从这来看呢，这个敞开的门就不单单是指着福音的。
In fact, the open door, the Lord Jesus actually has mentioned it, I think, twice in the Gospels.
那么关于敞开的门呢，主在福音书里面提到了两次。
And one time is with this Nathanael in John chapter 1.
第一次提到呢，是在约翰福音第一章讲到拿但业的时候。
Yeah, this is toward the end of the first chapter of John.
那这个是在第一章的最后。
Yeah, essentially it's chapter 1, verse 47.
是约翰福音第一章47节。
Yeah, John 1:47, the Lord Jesus says this Nathanael is a true Israelite.In him, there is no guile.
耶稣看见拿但业来，就指着他说，看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。
And then, several verses later, the verse 50 and 51.
那再过几段经节，到了50节、51节。
And so the Lord Jesus says basically this, he says, the heaven will open.And then the angel of God will ascend and descend on the Son of Man.
在那里主就说到，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
Yeah, so this you, 你们 actually is emphasized on Nathanael.
那这个你们呢，其实是重点在拿但业的身上。
Yeah, if you look at verse 50, you will know that the Lord is actually talking about Nathanael.
因为从第50节我们看这个上文指的就是拿但业。
So, brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus is saying this. He's saying, look, there's this Nathanael. He is a true Israelite.
那主是什么意思呢？他是说看这位拿但业，他是真犹太人，
那以色列人，
以色列人，对不起。
Yeah, and in him there's no guile, there's only honesty.
在他里面是没有诡诈的，只有真实。
And then the Lord says, you know, and he will see, and you will see, the heaven opens, and the angel of God ascending and descending. descending on Son of Man.
然后神就说像拿但业还有像拿但业的人就会看到天开了神的使者上去再下来在人子身上。
So the Lord Jesus is saying this, if you are honest and you truly love God, the real Israelites, true Israelites, meaning these people really love God. And if you really love God, if you are honest, you will see heaven open.
所以基本上，主耶稣是告诉我们，如果你是诚实的，是真心爱主的呢，你会看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。
So this is the when he mentioned Nathanael.
这个是指着拿但业说的。
And then when the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 16, you know, on this rock I will build my church.
然后在马太福音十六章主耶稣说到说要把教会建在这磐石上。
Yeah, and then the Lord says, the gate of Hades shall not prevail against it.
然后呢，他就说到阴间的门不能胜过他。
And then he said, and then he says, let me see, what you bind on earth, what the church bind on earth, shall have been bound in heaven.
然后他在十九节就说到，教会在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。
Yeah, what you set free on earth shall be set free in heaven.
你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
By the way, brothers and sisters, another translation here it says, what you have bind on earth, if you look at heaven, you'll find it's already bound in heaven.
那也有另外一种解释，就是说，当你在地上捆绑的时候，你看见。在天上已经先捆绑了。
Right, right. There were two translations that go this way, and then there's some other translations go the other way. But no matter what, the heaven and earth, as far as the church is concerned, is connected.
那有两种解释，一种，这两种解释是从不同的顺序来看捆绑这件事。但不管怎么样，教会在地上所行跟天上是连接在一起。
So, brothers and sisters, you see the Lord in from the point of view of Lord Jesus, the heaven is open for the church.
所以你可以知道，从主的角度来看，这个天是向教会打开的。
And as far as the church is concerned, heaven has to be open.
那如果从教会的角度来看，这天必须向着教会是开着。
Yeah, if the heaven is closed on earth, it's closed. Toward the church, and that the church has nowhere to go.
因为如果天上的门向着教会是关闭的呢，教会就没有路了。
So, brothers and sisters, you see, I think in this verse 8, when the Lord says open door, the Lord actually says the door is open heavenward, toward heaven.
那么所以你可以看到在这第八节呢讲到敞开的门它是讲到这个向着天有一个敞开的门。
So for sure that the door is open to heaven.
那就是说给教会打开了一个向着天上的门。
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, this is so important. Just think about it. If we do not look at heaven, look upward, where is the source of our life?Where is the source of our light, our revelation? Where is the source of our love?
那弟兄姐妹，要这一点是极其重要的。如果没有一个向着教会、向着天上敞开的门，那我们的生命的源头从哪来？我们的爱的源头从哪来？我们光的源头从哪里来呢
？Every day, in fact.
每一天都必须要如此。
Yeah, and then, but however, the church's door is also open to the world. That's absolutely true too.
那么另外一面，教会的门向着世界也是开着。
Yeah, this is absolutely true. The gospel, the door of gospel has to be open to the world.
这个也是对的，就是教会 必须向世界打开福音的门。
Yeah, and that we probably will come back when we talk about verse 9, we'll come back to this point also.
好，我们接下来再看第九节的时候，我们还要回到这个点。
Yeah, so basically the door open is the church door is open both ways to heaven and to the world.
So
it's for gospel, yeah.
基本上来说，教会的门向着天上是敞开的，然后向着世界是打开，为着福音的缘故。
Amen. Actually, brothers and sisters, let me just go to another place so that you know this is in the heart of God.
好，我们再看另外一处经文，说到主的心意。
You know, this is Isaiah chapter 62.
好，我们打开到以赛亚书62章。
Isaiah chapter 62, verse 1.
以赛亚书62章第一节。
Now this is the Redeemer. You know, even this is the Old Testament time, but God was mentioning a Redeemer, Christ.
那这里是提到这个救赎主，即便是在旧约，他也提到一个救赎主就是耶稣基督。
Yeah, and this Isaiah 62 is what the Redeemer said.
那么以赛亚书62章是这位救赎主所说的话。
Yeah, right, especially the first few verses is what the Redeemer said.
特别就62章开头的几节呢是这位救赎主所说的话。
Now here he says for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest.
62章第一节说：“我因锡安必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不息身。”
This I is the Redeemer.
这个我呢，就指的这位救主
，and which is the Christ,
也就是基督。
Yeah, he said, so the Redeemer says, I will not.Hold peace. I will keep talking, and I will not rest. I'll keep working.
这位救赎主说：“他必不会静默，他还会继续的工作。”
So he will keep working until something happens.
他会一直做工，直到某件事发生。
Two things. One thing is the righteousness go forth as brightness.
直到公义如光辉发出。
And then the second thing is the salvation as a lamp that burns.
直到救恩如明灯发亮。
So dear brothers and sisters, the righteousness go forth as a brightness. The source of righteousness is from heaven.
所以这公义啊，要如光发出来，它的源头是从天上来的。
Yeah, and because if you read just Isaiah 61 and so on, the Lord emphasized this righteousness is from God.
那如果你读这个61章，他会提到就是这个公义呢是从神来的。
So this indicates that Jerusalem, ideal Jerusalem.You know, his connection with God is always there, upward.
这里讲到一个理想的耶路撒冷呢，他跟天的连接总在那里的。
So the righteousness will shine out brightly.
那他就是说他的这个公义呢，会如光辉发出。
But then he says the salvation.Will also shine as a light.
然后
他也，
他的救恩会如明灯发亮。
Salvation is toward men.
救恩呢是向着人的。
So you think about this, the Lord Jesus, I mean, the Christ is working so hard until Jerusalem becomes like this.
所以你可以看见这个救主基督呢。 不仔细的工作，一直到这两件事情出现。
Right. On one hand, the righteousness from God keep coming to it.
那第一面呢，就是从神而来的公义不断的发出光辉。
And that's from heaven.
那个是从天上来的。
And the other thing, this wonderful salvation flows out to people around.
那另一面呢，你看见这个美好的救恩呢，就流淌出去向着人。
So this is what this Redeemer, this Christ, worked so hard to try to achieve.
这两件事就是这位救主做工不止息的原因。
So, brothers and sisters, you see, you know, in Isaiah's time, he saw that, you know, there's a wonderful Jerusalem that the Lord is working to have. Is open to heaven on one hand, and open to the world on the other hand.
所以弟兄姐妹，你可以看到，以赛亚先知呢，在那个时候就已经看到，这个耶路撒冷呢，向天是打开的，还有向地上也是有，也是打开的。
Yeah. So, dear brothers and sisters, you see this is so when we see this, verse 8 of verse 8 of Revelation, we know what the Lord Jesus wants.
所以这样子，我们从再回到启示录三章第八节，我们就知道主要的是什么。
You know, these Philadelphia brothers and sisters, their door is open to heaven, and their gospel door is open to the world.
那这里腓拉铁菲的教会，他们向着天上有敞打开的门，那向着地上福音的缘故呢，也有敞开的门。
Yeah. And they love the word of God, and they love the name of God, of Lord Jesus.
他们爱主的道，也爱主耶稣基督的名。
Yeah. So this is verse 8, and then verse 9.
那我们再来看第九节。
The verse 9 is loaded. He said a lot of things in verse 9.
那第九节的意义非常丰富，里面提到很多东西。
You know, first of all, it has two categories.
那它有两个点。
Yeah, and then the first category is about the synagogue of Satan.
那第一面呢，它是到撒旦一会的。
And this synagogue of Satan, they said they are Jews, but they lie. They are not. They are not Jews. They lie.
这个撒旦会堂的呢，他们自称是犹太人，其实他们是说谎的，他不是犹太人。
Now the Lord Jesus wants to make them come and bow down at the feet of the Philadelphia church.
主耶稣要这个撒旦一会的人呢，来到腓拉铁菲教会的脚前下拜。
And he will make that happen.
他会使这样的事情发生。
So this is one thing.
那这是一面。
And the other thing is, he said, I want to let them know that I have already loved you.
另外一面呢，他要使这些撒旦一会的人知道，我是已经爱了你，腓拉铁菲教会。
So two things. One thing is about this synagogue of Satan. The other thing is I have loved you.
这里讲到两方面，一个是讲到这个撒旦一会的，另外一面是讲到主所爱的腓拉铁菲教会。
Now I go to the second one first because that's a little bit more straightforward.
让我先来提第二方面，就是主所爱的腓拉铁菲教会，比较直白。
Yeah, dear brothers and sisters, you see, we all Christians, we know that God loves the world.
那弟兄姐妹，你都知道我们是主的儿女，主爱我们。
And the people in the world even know that.
即便世上的人也知道主爱我们。
Because John chapter 3 verse 16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
因为约翰福音三章十六节说到说神爱世人，将他的独生子赐给他们。
So that's known worldwide.
所以这件事情是全世界都知道。
So God loved people. God loved men. It's not a secret to anybody.
所以神爱世人，这个不是一个秘密。
And so why the Lord said here that I would tell Satan, the synagogue of Satan, that I have loved you? Why the Lord say that?
那既然是众所皆知的，为什么主在这里特别还要讲到说，他要让撒旦议会的人知道我是已经爱你呢？
Brothers and sisters, the key is this. The key is he is talking about the Philadelphia church.
那这里的要点是讲到这个是这里是因为是提到腓拉铁腓教会。
So the Lord is saying, I have loved this church called Philadelphia.
主是说我已经爱了这个教会腓拉铁腓教会。
Now John 3:16 is talking about individual. God so loved everyone in the world.
那约翰福音三章十六节是讲到每一个人啊，每一位世人，一个一个。
Right. But here, the Lord Jesus is saying, I have loved you, everyone in the church of Philadelphia.
这里三章九节讲到说我已经爱你，这指的是腓拉铁腓教会的弟兄姐妹是一个群体的。
Amen. So on one hand is a loving individual, everyone in the world. On the other hand, he loves his own church.
所以一方面是提到世上每个人神主都爱他们，另一方面他提到是主爱他的教会。
So what is he really saying?
所以他到底要表达什么呢？
You know, remember, brothers and sisters, in the whole Bible, there's only one other place where Christ's love the church is explicitly said.
在圣经当中，只有一个地方特别提到，明确的指出主爱他的教会。
Yeah, Christ loved the church.
基督爱他的教会。
So, brothers and sisters, I think many of you already connect. It's in Ephesians chapter 5.
那我想很多弟兄姐妹都知道在哪里，就是在以弗所书的第五章。
And I think chapter 5, verse 25.
在五章第二十五节。
Yeah. There it says Christ loves the church.
那里说到基督爱他的教会。
And gave himself for it.
为教会舍己。
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of word of water by the word.
要用水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁。
That he might present it to himself a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, or any such things.
可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
And by that, yes, right. Now, brothers and sisters, verse 25 and verse 27, two things. One is Christ loved his church.
那讲到25节、27节，第一点呢，就主，基督爱教会。
And he has a purpose, the purpose that the church will be a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such things.
这个爱有一个目的，就是教会能够毫无玷污皱纹的那的病。
So, your brothers and sisters, here, the Lord is saying, I have loved them. I have already loved them.
那在这里提到腓拉铁腓教会，他就说我已经爱了他们。
So what the Lord is really saying is I have already loved them because they are actually going in the direction of being a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such things.
主说到爱他们，爱腓拉铁腓教会，因为他们正是朝着那个圣洁、没有瑕疵、无皱污、无玷污皱纹等类的病的。
So I believe.Right. So when I read this, what struck in my mind is the Lord wants a glorious church.
那我读到这里呢，我就非常的印象深刻。主要他的教会是怎么样的一个荣耀的教会
？Yeah, he wants his own church to be a glorious church.
他要他的教会是荣耀的教会。
And he left his own church in order. That the church become a glorious church.
他爱他的教会, 为了要使他们成为荣耀的教会。
And he has seen in the Philadelphia, in among the brothers sisters in the Philadelphia church, they are going in that direction.
他从腓拉杰腓教会的弟兄姐妹身上看见，这个教会正是往那个目标在前进。
Yeah, to they are walking toward being a glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
他们正在成为一个荣耀的教会，没有玷污，没有皱纹。
So the Lord is telling the synagogue of Satan, see, I have already left them because they are going in the direction of being a glorious church without spot and wrinkle.
在这里呢，主就是告诉要撒旦那一会的人，就是说他们正在往荣耀的教会的目标前进，他们是没有玷污皱纹的。
So, brothers and sisters, when the Lord Jesus says, I have loved them, it's very significant.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要知道，这里讲到说我已经爱他们的这个意义是非常重大的。
Because the Lord thinks, the Lord saw that going in that direction, the direction of a glorious church.
因为他看见教会正在往那荣耀的教会的路上走。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus has been waiting. Waiting all the time for his church to be a glorious church.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主已经等候多时了，要他的教会成为一个荣耀的教会。So,
brothers and sisters, let's not just look around to say, wow, there are so many churches out there, and look at the condition of the church, and none is a glorious church. Brothers and sisters, let's not look that way. Let's look at ourselves, and look at the brothers and sisters among us. Encourage ourselves to go in that direction, that we can warm the heart of Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不是要看别的教会有没有达到这样的光景，乃是我们自己要彼此的激励，来往这个荣耀的路上前进。
Yeah, even if sometimes we fail, sometimes we are weak, but the Lord Jesus is always there. The heaven is always there. He always wait for us to come back to him, and he will embrace us. He will encourage us to go ahead, to move ahead.
弟兄姐妹，不要想到我们有时候软弱，有时候会失败。我们总要知道主总是在那里，他总是。 期望他的教会，鼓励他的教会往那荣耀的目标前进。Amen.
And then, so that's the second part of the verse 9. The first part of verse 9 has to do with the synagogue of Satan coming to bow down at the foot of Philadelphia.
刚才讲到的是第九节的第二面，第一面呢是讲到。 撒旦一会的人呢，他们要来到腓拉铁菲教会的脚前下拜。This
the Lord will make them come.
就是主会使撒旦一会的人来到腓拉铁菲教会的脚前下拜。Brothers
and sisters, in the Bible, there's one other place that talk about this.
在圣经当中还有其他的地方提到关于这一点。I
think just one place.
就是只有另外一个地方。Yeah,
and this is again is Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 60.
让我们再回到以赛亚书60章。And
I'm going to have a little patience with me because I have to show you a couple of places.
弟兄姐妹，请耐心的。 让我把几节经文显给你看。
Now, first of all, the Isaiah says that this Redeemer shall come.
第一呢，就是以赛亚书告诉我们这个救主要来。
And this Redeemer will come to Jerusalem.
那这位救赎主呢，他要来到耶路撒冷。
Will do something to Jerusalem.
他对耶路撒冷要做某件事。Yeah,
so, and this is actually in chapter 59, verse 20.
那这个是在以赛亚书59章第20节。
Okay, here you see, a redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression, declare the Lord.
必有一位救赎主来到锡安，雅各族中转离过犯的人那里。这是耶和华说的。
So the Lord Jehovah said that the redeemer will come to Zion.
主耶和华说，有一位救赎主要来到锡安。
So he will start to do things, and then when we come to 60, chapter 60, verse 14.
那他要，这个救赎主来要做某些事情，然后到了60章的14节。
And remember, all this has to do with Jerusalem.
那记得这都是跟耶路撒冷相关的，
Because the Redeemer comes to Jerusalem.
因为救赎主所要来到的地方是耶路撒冷。
Yeah, so chapter 60, verse 14.
60章14节。
The sons of those who afflicted you shall come bending low to you, and all who despise you shall bow down at your feet. They shall call you the city of the Lord, the Zion, or the Holy One of Israel.
60章14节，素来苦待你的，他的子孙都必屈身来救你；藐视你的，都要在你脚前跪拜。他们要称你为
Go ahead, sorry.
耶和华的城，为以色列圣者的锡安。
So, brothers and sisters, you see the picture here is this. Jerusalem in the past, from the previous 300, 400 years, Jerusalem has been despised. Israel has been despised because it was no good.
那你记得在以赛亚提到这个耶路撒冷的当时之前300、400年，耶路撒冷都是被藐视的，被瞧不起的。
Right, because Jerusalem itself, the Israel itself, were no good.
因为耶路撒冷跟以色列他们本身都没有什么好
Now they have walked away from the Lord, from the
的，
heart of the Lord.
因为他们离开了主的心意。
But now he said this Redeemer is coming.
然后以赛亚说，有一位救赎主要来。
This Redeemer is going to do things to Jerusalem.
这位救赎主呢，要来到耶路撒冷做些事情。
To the end, these people who despise Jerusalem, they are going to come now to bow down before Jerusalem.
那么至终呢，过去这些瞧不起耶路撒冷的人呢，都要来到他的脚下跪拜。
Remember, brothers and sisters, to bow down at Jerusalem here, and then in Philadelphia, in the Revelation at Philadelphia, the synagogue of Satan will bow down at the church.
那在以赛亚书这里说到，那个藐视耶路撒冷的呢，都要在他脚下跪拜。然后回到启示录那里就说到，撒旦一会的呢，要在腓拉铁菲教会的脚前下拜。
No, why do they bow down?
为什么他们要下拜？
At the Isaiah's time, why Isaiah see that they were going to bow down?
在以赛亚的时代，为什么以赛亚看见他们要下拜、下
So
跪？
verse 15.
15节，
Verse 15 of Isaiah 60.
以赛亚书60章15节。
You see here. Where you have been forsaken and hated with no one passing through, I will make you majestic forever, a joy from age to age.
那里说到，你虽然被撇弃、被厌恶，甚至无人经过，我却使你变为永远的荣华，成为累代的喜乐。
I really like the Chinese, 永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。I really like the Chinese.
我实在很喜欢中文的经节说到永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。
And in English translations, quite a couple of places. What I read is, I will make you excellence forever, eternal excellence. I will make you eternal excellence.
在其他经文翻译有的是说到，我会使你永远的超绝。
Yeah, eternal excellence, a joy from generation to generation.
永远的荣华成为累代的喜乐。
Yeah, exactly what the Chinese says.
那就是中文经文所翻译的。
Brothers and sisters, eternal excellence.
永远的卓越，永远的荣华。
Yeah.There's no comparison.
没有可比拟的。
And a joy from generation to generation.
是代代累代的喜乐。
Not only it will be a joy for us, it will be joy for our sons and daughters, it will be joy for our grandchildren.
不仅是我们这一代的喜乐，也是我们儿女那一代的喜乐，我们孙子那一代的喜乐。
That's what God is going to make Jerusalem to be.
那是神要对耶路撒冷所做的事情。
Brothers and sisters, that's also our Lord Jesus wants to make his church to be.
也是我们的主耶稣基督要为他教会所做的。
So brothers and sisters, you see, this is what in the heart of the Lord, even, you know, 700 years before Christ, Isaiah's time, and certainly 100 years afterthe Lord Jesus at the time of Philadelphia.
弟兄姐妹，你看见这不仅仅是在以赛亚的时代，也就是主来之前的700多年的启示，也是在主第一公元第一世纪，主的心意也是如此。
So, brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus wants to see.Our brothers and sisters in DC, eternal excellence.
那我们可以这样说，神要，主，我们的主要 DC 的教会呢，成为永远的荣华。
And joy from generation to generation.
成为累代的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, when you think about this,
弟兄姐妹，当你如此思想。
And you will not say that Philadelphia is only on paper. You're going to say that Lord Jesus wants us to be like that.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你这样思想，你就不会说哦，这个腓拉铁菲教会只是存在纸上的记载，它实际上也要我们的教会也成为如此。
Christ Jesus was crucified. He died. He risen in order that us can be.Like that.
主为我们上了十字架，钉死在十字架上，他死了又复活了，为了要使教会成为荣耀的教会。
Is that true, brothers and sisters?
这不是事实吗，弟兄姐妹们？
So no wonder the Lord Jesus says, I'm going to make the synagogue of Satan, who was against me, who is against the church, who is against people who follow me,I will make them to come and bow down at your feet.
所以当然主会说这些撒旦议会的人，他们敌对反对主，反对教会，我至终要让他们在你教会的面前下拜。
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, the reason is because this Philadelphia brothers and sisters, they have a heart to love God, to love the Lord Jesus, to follow him.
那么这个真正的原因就是腓拉铁菲教会的弟兄姐妹，他们真的爱主，遵守主的道，跟随主。
And they are the opposite of the synagogue of Satan.
他们刚好是这个撒旦议会的对立面。
Yeah, the synagogue of Satan, they said they are Jews, but they are not.
因为这撒旦议会的人说他们自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人。
So in plain language, it means this. The people of the synagogue of Satan, they said they honor God. They actually do not honor God.
或者我们就很简单的说，撒旦议会的人，他们嘴巴上说是尊荣神，其实他们并没有如此。
Yeah, they said they fear God, but actually they do not fear God. They're God's enemy.
他们说他们敬畏神, 但其实他们并不敬畏神, 其实他们是神的敌人。
Yes, so they said they are Jews, but they are not.
他们说他们是犹太人, 其实他们根本不是。
But they are liars.
他们是说谎的。
So brothers and sisters, these Philadelphia brothers and sisters, they honor God, they fear God, they love God.
反过来呢, 这些菲拉姐妹教会的弟兄姐妹, 他们爱神, 他们尊荣神, 他们敬畏神。
Yeah, and they are just like that Nathaniel that we mentioned in the Gospel of John.
他们就像, 约翰福音第一章里面所提到的拿但业是真实的。
He is a true Israelite.
他是一个真有, 以色列人。
He loves God, he fears God, he honors God.
他爱神, 他敬畏神, 他尊荣神。
And he's not a liar. He has no guile. He is sincere. He's honest.
他不是一个说谎的人, 他是, 诚实的, 他里面没有, 诡诈, 他是一个真诚的人。
Brothers and sisters, these brothers and sisters in Philadelphia, they're just like Nathaniel.
所以很显明的, 菲拉铁被教会的这些弟兄姐妹, 他们就像拿但业一样。
So, dear brothers and sisters, think about us. There's a temptation around us every day.
所以弟兄姐妹, 你知道我们每天都面, 处于这个试探当中。
Yeah, there are conspiracy theories all around.
各式各样的阴谋论, 每天都会出现。
Yeah, so are we going to be affected by that? Or are we going to be like Nathaniel?
我们要被这些谎言所影响, 还是我们要像 拿但业一样,
honest, sincere, and reject lies.
诚实真诚是一个, 真诚实的人。
Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, this is why the Lord Jesus find such comfort seeing the Philadelphia brothers.
这就是为什么我们的主, 在 菲拉姐妹教会弟兄姐妹当中找到安慰, 得着他的心。
And this is why he's saying that he wants the Philadelphia, the synagogue of Satan to come down and bow down at the feet of the church.
他要撒旦议会的人来到向菲拉姐妹教会的弟兄姐妹面前下拜。
Now, brothers and sisters, there's some specific. This is about the true Jew and the true Israelites, and the true circumcision.
那这里我要提到关于真犹太人, 真以色列人, 真受割礼这一点。
So relative to the synagogue of Satan, people like Nathaniel, they don't tell a lie. They are real. They are honest.
那相对于撒旦议会的人呢, 像拿但业这样的人, 他们是真实的, 他们不说谎的。 他们是诚实的。
Right. And when we read the Bible, the Bible mentioned the true Jews.
当你看见圣经提到 真犹太人。
Right. Let me see how it said. It's actually in Romans chapter 2. It mentioned them.
在罗马书第二章就提到这样子的真犹太人。
Yeah, the true Jew, the Romans chapter 2 says they are the Jews inside, they are not the Jews outside.
那么罗马书第二章那里提到是他们是里面真做犹太人的，不是在外面的。
Amen. And then there's matter of true Israelites versus the false Israelites.
那么也有真的以色列人跟假的以色列人。
And that's the story. I mean, that's what we read about the Nathaniel.
那拿但业的故事呢，就是把这点给显明出来。
True Israelites, they have no guile.
真以色列人呢，他们里面是没有诡诈的。
And then, you know, about this circumcision.
那再来说到这个割礼。
There's also real circumcision.
那也有真的割礼。
The real circumcision is in Philippians chapter 3.
在腓立比书的第三章。
Yeah. Philippians chapter 3. Let me see. Philippians chapter 3. Let me see. 你知道在哪里啊？Let me see. I think it's worth seeing that. It's Philippians.
It's Colossians.
No, 对不起。Philippians chapter 3, verse
3. 3? Oh.
Yeah, 对对对。You see here? We are the real circumcision who worship the Spirit of God, worship in the, by the Spirit of God, glory in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh.
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口不靠着肉体。
Brothers and sisters, we have no time to go into this, but just think about this. This is what Apostle Paul says, this is the real circumcision.
我们没有时间详细的解释这里，但是想想保罗这里所说的，这个是真受割礼的意义。
The false circumcisions are just in form, just in it's an outward thing.
那么不是真实的受割礼的，就是说它只有外面的形式。
Now here, the real circumcision is connected with the Spirit of God. Worship God according to that.
那真受割礼的人呢，他是与神的灵连接的，是以神的灵敬拜的。
Yeah, and then he rejoiced. He has joy, but rejoice because of Christ Jesus.
然后他有喜乐是因着主耶稣基督而来的喜乐。
And then, as far as his own flesh is concerned, he has no confidence in the flesh.
那么，对于他自己的肉体呢，他是没有没有信心的，没有自信，不靠着肉体的。
Right, he's not according to his own flesh, but according to the Spirit of God.
他不是靠着肉体夸口的，他乃是靠着神的灵。
Yeah, so dear brothers and sisters, you see, this is the meaning of true Jew, the meaning of real Israelite, the meaning of real circumcision.
所以弟兄姐妹刚刚所提到的，就是讲到什么叫做真的犹太人，什么叫做真的以色列人，什么叫做真受割礼。
Now, I think the Lord Jesus saw in these brothers sisters there that characteristic, the characteristics of true Jew, of true Israelites, and the true circumcision.
那么可以说主在腓拉铁腓教会的弟兄姐妹当中就看见他们是有着真犹太人、真以色列人跟真受割礼的这些特点。
Brothers and sisters, take a look at those things again. Just think, you know, I don't think we are far from that.
那弟兄姐妹，让我们再看刚刚所提到那一点，其实我们离这些点并不太远。
Yeah, if we are real, really depend on the Lord, really love Him, really let Him have priority in our life, then we are living like the true Jew, the true circumcision, and the true Israelites.
如果我们真的是爱他，我们真的是把他摆在第一优先，我们就是活得像真犹太人、真以色列人，也是真受割礼的。
Now think about this Nathaniel. He is a very, I believe he's a young, he was a young man, idealistic young man.
那我相信这位拿但业呢，他当时是一位年轻人，是一个理想主义者。
Yeah, and so brothers and sisters, we can come back to be simple, come back to be honest.And come back to be like him.
我们可以同样的回到这样子的单纯，这样的真实的人，就像拿但业一样。
And the Lord Jesus, he will see these people, they are true Israelites. They have no guile.
像这样的人呢， 神就会看他们是真以色列人，是里面没有诡诈的。
And then the Lord will have heaven open for you and for me.
像这样的人呢，神就会把天上的门打开，向着他们。
You know, these people, brother and sister, truly are just you and me.
然而弟兄姐妹，我们这些人就是像我们一样。
So, brother and sister, this is the verse 9 of this chapter 3.
那这就是第九节，启示录三章九节。
And you can see in the heart of it that the Lord Jesus didn't just utter out these words in a trivial fashion. It's full of meaning.
主说这些话，他不是空口说白话，他是里面很有丰富的意义。
And he saw them like that.
因为他会这样说，是因为他实在看到腓拉铁菲教会弟兄姐妹就是像这样。
And he's telling us, remember, at the end of this letter, he has he says, hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Whoever has an ear, hear the Spirit says to the churches.
所以在这个信的末了呢，他就说圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
So what Lord Jesus is saying that this is for you and for me to take.
主这样子说呢，其实是叫我们就他所说的来思想。
Oh, hey, brothers and sisters, I'm actually doing past time. So I'll mention the last point, verse 10, just real quickly.
我们还有十五分钟没有关系。
Oh, okay. And the verse 10. And so we got through 8 and 9, and now it's verse 10.
我们现在来到第十节。
Now the verse 10, brothers and sisters, the important thing is, he said, you, meaning the brothers and sisters in Philadelphia church, have kept the word of my endurance.
第十节说，你既遵守我忍耐的道，这个你指的是腓拉铁菲教会弟兄姐妹。
Right. And then he says, in Chinese says, 我忍耐的道。In English, it actually, a couple of verses says, the version says this, the word of my endurance.
中文讲到我忍耐的道，有些英文是说，这个道是关乎我的忍耐。
Amen. So, brothers, the important thing is, this is a loaded phrase. The word of my endurance, it's a loaded phrase. Now, what is the center of this phrase?
那这句话，短短的一句话里面却有很丰富的内容，说到这关乎他忍耐的道，他的重点是什么？
The important thing is my endurance.
最重要的是他的忍耐，就是基督的忍耐。
Right. So the most important thing is my endurance. And then the secondary is the word.
所以第一要紧呢，是关乎他的忍耐，第二就是道，他的道。
Yeah, the word is about his endurance.
所以这里的道是特别有所指的，指的是关乎基督的忍耐。
Yeah, remember, so and then the Lord says, you have actually identified, kept the word of my endurance.
所以主特别是说到这一批腓拉铁菲教会的弟兄姐妹，已经找到关乎主忍耐的道，并且守着。
Amen. So not only find it, but also kept it, meaning walking along that.
不仅仅是知道，并且还持守这样子的道。
So the first important thing is, what is my endurance?
那所以第一要紧的呢，是什么叫做我的忍耐？
What is Lord Jesus' endurance?
什么是基督，主耶稣基督的忍耐？
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus came onto earth for 3.5 years. He walked among men.
第一呢，主来到这个地上三年半的时间，在我们到在地上。
And all along, he walked the way of the cross.
他在这地上的年日呢，都是走着十字架的道。
And finally, he actually was crucified on the cross.
甚至最后被钉死在十字架上。
So here the Lord says, my endurance, if you take it from another word, it means the way of the cross.
所以讲到我的忍耐呢，其实就是十字架的道路。
Right. His endurance is the cross, meaning not only the cross finally, but all 3.5 years he walked, he suffered, and he saved. He walked away of the cross.
所以这个忍耐不单单指着十字架，他被钉死，最重要就是他一路走来就是一个十字架的道，他忍耐，他做工就是十字架的道路。
Amen. So, and then the Lord says, you brothers and sisters, you saw that and you understood that.
所以他就对腓拉铁被教会弟兄姐妹说，你不但是看见，而且你也是如此照着行。
Yeah, and then you have been walking with me on this way of the cross.
而且你一直以来跟随我的道路就是这个忍耐。
When you look at my suffering, you did not despise it. You actually identify with it. You think it is glorious.
并且你看见我所受的苦，你不但不会轻弃这个苦，而且你还看为荣耀的，一起与我一同受苦。
So this is what the Lord says. You have kept the word of my endurance.
所以这个就是主说到你要遵守那个关乎我忍耐的道的意思。
My dear brothers and sisters, when we walk the way of the cross, don't just think I suffer.
弟兄姐妹，当我们走十字架道路的时候，不要只想到只是你自己或我自己在受苦。
Think about that I'm walking with the Lord Jesus.
你要看主是跟我们一起受苦的。
And the Lord count me worthy to actually walk with him on the way of the cross.
是主看我们算为配得，才叫我们一起与他走这十字架的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this is, I believe, this is how the Lord Jesus saw these brothers and sisters in Philadelphia.
我相信这也就是主怎么看这些腓拉铁腓教会的弟兄姐妹，因为他们配得这个道路。
And the Lord says, pretty soon the tribulation will come to earth, but I will save you from that.
那么主也说，很快的普天下人要受试炼，但是我会保守你免去这样的试炼。
Friends and sisters, the last 2 years was extremely difficult in the United States and all over the world.
弟兄姐妹，你知道过去两年在美国，甚至在全世界都是一个非常艰困的时候。
Yeah, on the outside is this pandemic.
在外面是疫情。
And the inside, there are so many lies, there's so many conspiracies floating around.
那么在里面呢，就有很多的阴谋论啊，有很多的谣言四处而起。
You know, brothers and sisters, when we walk, appreciate our Lord Jesus, when we walk with him, these things do not affect us that much.
弟兄姐妹，但是如果我们认同主，我们跟他一起走十字架的道路，这些事情都不太会影响我们。
And I believe, brothers and sisters, when you think about the last 2 years, you and I will have to thank the Lord. You know, we have our rock, which is Christ Jesus, that nothing can take away. No, nobody can take away.
弟兄姐妹，如果你回想过去这两年，你要感谢主。是我们的磐石，没有人能够挪走这个磐石。
It is what his word is more precious than the conspiracies.
他的道是比这些阴谋论谣言更为宝贵真实的。
And so the Lord already have kept us, you know, from the the assault of these past 2 years.
神已经在这样不断的试炼攻击之中保守了我们。
So anyway, brothers and sisters, I think my time is really up.
弟兄姊妹，我想我的时间到了。
Remember, they, the Lord see them, and the Lord says, if you have already given you a crown.
但是你要记得，主看见他们，而且说他们已经有了冠冕。
And the Lord says, go on to overcome, and you will be pillars. And go on overcome, and I will write my father's name, his church's name, his city's name, and my own name on you. You're going to represent me.
主对这样的人说，你要继续的得胜在这条路上，那我就要让你在我的殿中做柱子，把神的名，把我神城的名，把我的新名都写在你的上面。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is the Lord's expectation for you and for me.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是主对我们的期许。
Once upon a time, there was a little church, Philadelphia. They did it.
曾经有这么一个腓拉铁菲教会，他如此行过。
May the Lord, one day when he walked to D.C., he come among brothers and sisters. He said, "I love you."
但愿有一天主来到这里，对 D.C. 的教会弟兄姐妹说，我也爱你们。
Now let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Lord, we have read what you wrote to Philadelphia.
主，我们已经读了你写给腓拉铁菲教会的信。
And the Lord, it's we can feel the how precious these brothers and sisters are to you in your heart.
我们可以知道这些弟兄姐妹对你是在你的心中是何等的宝贵。
And the Lord, thank you for your grace. You have made them so.
主，我们为腓拉铁菲教会的见证，我们为你的恩典献上感谢。
And Lord, we are sure that your grace is upon us as well.
主，我们也确信你的恩典也在我们的身上。
And your expectation is for us as well.
你对我们也确信你对腓拉铁菲教会的期望也是对我们的期望。
Lord, I pray that you encourage my dear brothers and sisters in DC.
主，我为 DC 教会的弟兄姐妹祷告，盼望你也是这样子的鼓舞他们。
Yeah, and embrace them with your wonderful love.
用你的爱来包围他们。
And then lead them on.
带领他们往前行。
That they can warm your heart, they can be a blessing to people around.
他这些 DC 的教会能够 使你暖心，使他们周遭人的蒙福。
So Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
主，我们这样祷告，感谢赞美，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.